Blake's in the building. Thank you for tuning in. Welcome to the Mid-South Podcast. I'm your host, Don Enemy, founder, CEO, and president of Mid-South Dominators LLC. Throughout this podcast, we will have in-depth discussions on everyday issues from music and business, tips on investing, being successful, and much more. Be sure to subscribe to our website to stay up to date on new episodes and more. Flex in the building. Hey, how y'all doing out there? Peace to the heavyweights and dominators. I'm Don Enemy, also known as Big Don, and I appreciate all the dominators and heavyweights for tuning in to episode 2 of the Welcome to the Mid-South Podcast. This episode will be dedicated to qualities that will help you rise in your personal and business life. I encourage you to listen to this with an open mind of possibilities and the vision of longevity. Flex in the building. Hey, now, thank y'all for tuning in to episode 2. We're going to get started talking about quality. And what is quality? The standard of something as measured against other things of a similar kind, the degree of excellence of something, or a distinctive attribute or characteristic possessed by someone or something. All right, now what are qualities? I'm going to break down 4 key qualities that I feel will help you in your personal and business life, which is A, integrity, B, character, C, dedication, and D, commitment. Now y'all dominate with me through this episode. Flex in the building. All right, the first quality I want to talk about is integrity. You know, what is integrity? The quality of being honest and having strong moral principles, moral uprightness, or the state of being whole and undivided. You know, integrity plays a big part in you trying to move up in this world, whether it's personal, whether it's business. You know, you hold yourself to a standard, you know what I'm saying, to where you're going to do right by people, you know, you're doing business with, because you want, you know, both parties to feel like they got a good deal when they leave from this business deal, whether that's personal or in business. So you start learning how to, you know, add your integrity to your personal life and your business life. Everything will work out for you in the perfect manner. You know, it just takes time, you know, but you never break, you know. So just because they did wrong and they didn't stick to the principles or, you know, what was going on with the plan, that doesn't mean you change the way that you do it. You stick to your integrity, you know, and you keep moving in your light. You know, it's always going to pay off in the end. So if you got to cheat to win, you already lost. You know, that's how you got to look at it. You know, you can't cheat yourself. You know what I'm saying? Got to trust your process. So that's one thing that I have learned, you know, growing up. You know, I give people my honest opinion. You know, if they ask me what I feel about something, you know, I'm going to tell you how I really feel, you know, and it's not in a disrespectful manner, because I just believe you deserve the truth, you know, the honesty. You know, I'm speaking honestly. That's real honesty. So doesn't mean it's real. It means that's how I really feel, or this is how I really think about the situation, you know, and everybody is entitled to their opinions out here. So it's the same thing if, you know, you came to say, you know, things about me. I appreciate your opinion of what you have to say and, you know, the integrity of yourself. I honestly will appreciate you more for being able to tell me how you truly feel and, you know, how you really look at a situation. Flex in the building. All right, the second quality I want to talk about and get into is character. Now, what is character? The mental and moral qualities distinctive to an individual or a person in a novel, play, or a movie. Now, first off, your character is gonna be more of the principles that you stand on, you know, rather you're a family man, you know, rather you don't condone abuse or, you know, just what you stand for, your character, you know, and it's always in you, it's always been in you, you know, rather a lot of people realize it or not, you know, this is the characteristics of ourselves, of the lives that we build, so. You know, you want to stand strong in what you believe in. You know, you stand for nothing, you'll fall for anything. That's what they like to say in the motto. You know, and also, we got to realize that this is our life. You know, we live every day, but we only die once. In this life that you are living, you are the person of your novel, your play, your movie, your book. You are that star role. You are the character. So you want to also make sure your character has strong characteristics about them, you know, and you stand for something that's bigger than yourself. You know, that's really where your character comes in and it lies. You know, it's not a personal thing. It's, you know, you want to make sure your people don't get messed over. You know, you were used to getting, you know, mistreated and stolen from and done wrong back in the day, and you don't like that and you don't stand for that. So as you grow, you make sure you treat people right and you do right by people. You know, that's character, it's built, you know. We can always work on our character, you know. There's always room for improvement, so no matter how old we get, we'll still improve. So we can always add qualities to our services, to our personal lives, like no matter what. Even the video games know out here, you'll never be at 100%. You know, you can reach 99.9, you'll never get to that 100. You just keep adding those extra nines on, you know. So there's always room for improvement, and there's enlightenment, is understanding that you don't know everything, you know, and it opens up your mind to a whole lot. So build your character, make sure you stand firm in it, you know, and you're not budged. You know, you're gonna do what you gotta do, because then that is your character and that is who you are. Flex in the building. Now the third quality I wanna talk about is dedication. Now what is dedication? The quality of being dedicated or committed to a task or a purpose. Now this is more of a self-intake quality, you know, as if you dedicating yourself to working out. You know, this month I wanna get to this size, so I'm gonna work out every day. You dedicate yourself to that and you meet that. Or say reading, okay, in 3 months I want to read 3 books, I want to read a book a month, you know. Or saving writing, okay, I want to have 5 songs done in the next month, you know. And yes, these are goals, but these are dedications, things that you got to hold yourself to, you know. It's more of a self-growth, that's a dedication is. It's more, you know, self-proving. You got to prove to yourself that you can set these things and get them done. You know, that's that dedication. That's where that comes in, where it lies, you know. And I've been a lot out here and I've dedicated to myself so many things, you know, from driving trucks, big trucks since 2013, you know, up until recently. I mean, I've been everywhere, you know, Texas, been through about 66 cities, you know, drove all through Oklahoma City, you know, and I dedicated myself. And it started from, you know, working at the bottom of the financial, you know, bucket, you know, minimum wage, you know, working my way up to warehouse and then learning how to forklift drive. And, you know, like, this ain't enough. I got to get something else so my family can eat. So then, you know, that's where, okay, I'm gonna get my CDLs and see where this is going and where it can take me. And man, it took me some great places. And along the way, I was making sure I was, you know, disciplining myself, dedicating myself to this movement, the owner of this company, and what I wanted to do in the entertainment and production world. Because at the time, you know, my music wasn't paying my bills. So I had to make sure I did what I needed to do and discipline myself and stay down, you know. And I made sure I invested the money I got from driving on the road. I made sure I got equipment, you know, things I needed to complete the task, to make it to where I needed to be. So my hard work and dedication did pay off, you know, and I want everybody out there to know that it can pay off for them also, but that dedication starts within you. So, you know, prove to yourself you can go get anything you want, you can go do anything you want, you know what I'm saying? But it all starts within you, you hear me?
Flex in the building.
All right, now the fourth key quality I want to talk to you about is commitment. And what is commitment? The state or quality of being dedicated to a cause, activity, etc., or an engagement or obligation that restricts freedom of action. Okay, this is more of outgoing, you know, as far as with the world, servicing the people, what you can do for the people, you know, as in a cause, you know, a cure and walk for cancer, you know, you commit to doing that. You have people that do that every year. They go, you know, walk for cancer, walk miles, and, you know, or, you know, other diseases, or, you know, just, you know, they commit themselves to a cause and they go and they do that, you know. And it, you know, other people, you know, that dedicate themselves to keeping their streets clean. You know, they adopt streets and they go out here with their organizations and they clean up and pick up to make sure you know, it's looking good when people come to their city or their area, you know. They're helping the value of where they're at come up, you know. And then you also, you know, have people out here like myself, you know, that's helping people overcome struggles and trying to create opportunities for, you know, artists to be able to have a platform to express themselves authentically, you know, and elevate to their full potential. You know, that's what we going for out here. That's our target, you know. And then as far as the engagement, you know, or the obligations that restrict freedom of action, you know, that would be things as far as like a marriage, you know, when you get married, y'all commit to each other, you know, or a job, you know, when you sign on that dotted line, you commit to that job as far as what you're going to do for them and what you're going to do, or organization, you know, you're committed to the organization you're a part of. As if this was the Wrestling Federation and, you know, you're the vice president or you're the, you know, to the doorman, you know, you're a part of that organization. So, you know, you commit to it, you know. And all of these things right here are very helpful, especially on the scene that this is outgoing with service, you know, because then, you know, with marriage, you know, y'all commit to make a commitment to each other. It's not forced or obligated. It's the fact that you can't, you know, think selfishly. You have to think in the means of the other. You have to be mindful. You have to be, you know, considerate. You know, you can't just freely think and move the way that you want. So that's where that commit part of commitment would come in. Or on the job, you know, you can't just take breaks whenever you want to take a break. You know, when you sign these papers, you committed to their job because they told you the rules and obligations of how the job was ran, and you signed the papers and agreed to that commitment, you know. And then as far as, you know, organizations, if, you know, you're part of an organization and someone asked you or put you in a position to be in a part of an organization and you accept that position, then you accept that commitment to provide that of what you're being hired for or the position that you're being put in. So if you're getting put into a presidential position, then they would expect you to hold yourself accountable and responsible on that type of level, from a presidential level, you know. Flex in the building. Thank you for tuning in to episode 2 of the Welcome to the Mid-South podcast with your host, Don Enemy, aka Big Don. Episode 2 was about qualities and 4 key qualities that will help you rise in your personal and your business life. Those qualities was integrity, character, dedication, and commitment. Be sure to add these to your daily life, whether it's personal or business, and you're guaranteed to see success. Remember, you are your business card, logo, and your brand. So represent yourselves with value, heavyweights, and dominators. See you next round. Flex in the building. Dominate with us through the rest of this podcast. And remember, stay out of harm's way. By the end of this podcast, I would like to know that you have evaluated your position in your life and you have a fresh outlook on your new journey to success. Dominate is what we do, so put your effort and care into all of your crafts. Everything we do is art. Your art is your resume, catalog, and your advertisement. Market yourself for success. And once again, thank you for tuning in. Welcome to the Mid-South Podcast. I'm your host, Dying Enemy. Until next time, peace to the heavyweights and dominators. Flex in the building.